Indigenous or native art forms are often seen as relics from the past, but a new exhibit at the Harvard Art Museums gives voice to contemporary Aboriginal artists from Australia. Their work is rarely seen in such a comprehensive way in the U.S., and the show's curator hopes it'll change perceptions of their work and the struggles they face in Australia. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited and reports.
Aboriginal people have lived in Australia for 40,000 years, but much like the Native Americans in the U.S., guest curator Stephen Gilchrist says his country's indigenous populations struggle in the wake of decades of oppression, violence, and dehumanization. Standing in a gallery at the Harvard Art Museums, he shares a sympathetic kinship with local tribes in Massachusetts.
The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and the Wampanoag tribe of Gayhead, Aquinnah, along with the Nipuc Nation, Massachusetts people on the land of Greater Boston.
Gilchrist is of the Yamaji people of the Ingarda language group of Western Australia. He says the government in Australia has made some amends for the historical mistreatment of Indigenous people, including land repatriation. But Aborigines still fight for equal constitutional rights, housing, health care, and employment.
Australia has one of the highest standards of living in the world, but if you're an Aboriginal person, the standard of living goes down to something like, 83 or something like that in terms of the rankings of the world. So we have to ask ourselves why.
The contemporary Aboriginal artists in a new show at Harvard also have questions about their place in Australian society. The curator says half of all artists in Australia self-identify as Indigenous. They have their own art and cultural centers throughout the continent, but they feel their work is marginalized. Vernon Akee is one of them.
Australia espouses the existence of Native people through its romanticism of Aboriginal art and the idealism of Aboriginal art, and projects that into the world. But it's just the art. It's not the people. It's worth a lot of money, but the money doesn't go back to the people who actually make it.
And Akee resents the dominant stereotype that Indigenous Australian art is primitive.
It's a representation of Aborigines locked in the Stone Age. It never touches on the contemporary life of Aborigines, the dire poverty. It never touches on the fact that we exist in Australia as a kind of non-people.
Harvard invited Stephen Gilchrist to create an exhibition that would challenge and change those perceptions. It's titled Every When, The Eternal Present of Indigenous Art from Australia.
Well, I think people don't have a relationship with Aboriginal art. I really wanted to use this show as a kind of corrective and say that this is the art of now. This is contemporary art. And it's engaged in some of the most important issues of our time.
The concept of time is the show's driving theme. The 70 works on display explore Indigenous Australian culture's place in the past, present, and future. Ancient narratives, expressed in bark paintings made with earthy Australian ochre pigments, hang steps away from more modern-looking glass-blown sculptures in a piece called The Silence of Others. A series of black-and-white photographs titled We Bury Our Own features a self-portrait of photographer Christian Thompson holding a hobby shop-type model of a colonial ship in front of his face. Gilchrist walks over to a painting by one of the first contemporary Aboriginal artists to be recognized by the international marketplace. Before that artist, Rover Thompson, died in 1998, he expressed frustration when he saw a work by a very famous American abstract expressionist in an Australian art museum.
He came across a painting by Mark Rothko, and he immediately said, "That bugger paints like me."
Then there's artist Vernon Akee's installation called Many Lies. It evokes falsehoods he sees in Australian memory and history and how Indigenous people feel removed and forgotten. A cascade of words cuts diagonally across the gallery wall. Curator Stephen Gilchrist starts reading the text, then the artist picks it up.
"Many lies have been told about me. I wrote the lies down, but that didn't make the reason for the lies any clearer to me, and I am left bewildered and confused. I made the words bigger in the hope that I would find some understanding in them, but they stand unyielding before me, immovable and suffocating.
I made the words small, hoping they would disappear, but they stay like a stain, persistent and insisting. I tried to burn the words away, but only burned myself, and now I have deep scars on my skin and the enduring ache of memory."
Aki hopes his work resonates with other Native communities around the world, but says he strives to be universal. Visitor Michael Hoffman of Cambridge connects with the artist's words.
First, the words appear, and then they become like a stain, and then they become like a scar, and they get deeper and deeper. I have felt like that before. When people say things that aren't accurate, then there's a tendency to personalize them and take them with you.
Hoffman has been to Australia before, but says he never realized until now that the indigenous art made there could be so contemporary, probing, and diverse.
I thought it was very backwards and simplistic.
And curator Stephen Gilchrist says he hopes the Every When exhibition opens many other visitors' eyes. In the show's catalog, he writes, this exhibition is an invitation for all of us to become synchronous with everyone, if only momentarily. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.